What's up?
Has it sunk in for you yet?
Yeah, it's sunk in to me now. Me and the coaches start going over some formations and stuff like that. So the dream's over now, so it's good.
Stay in now.
Mm-hmm, stay in. We're getting the swing of things.
Great conversation you had over the phone with us yesterday. Your mom was so excited and everything. So after it started to sink in, you started to kind of sky down a little bit yesterday. Yeah. What did you do? What kinds of things did you do?
It was just a lot of emotion that day. I'm really not an emotional person, but all the hard work I done put in from a young age to where I'm at now, it was just a surreal moment.
You told us you were surprised that you were picked so early. Where were you thinking you were going to go?
Oh, no, I thought I was going to go second and third round, but I just didn't know when. Oh, okay. So.
And you hadn't been to Charlotte prior, correct? So what have you gotten a chance to look around? Like, what's been?
they drove me around. Is it called Uptown?
Yeah.
Yeah, I drove around Uptown and seen some stuff. I ate at Toasteries today. It was pretty good.
That's a good spot.
And the usual, is it called usual? Omelet or something like that. I got sausage and cheese and all that good stuff in it. And my auntie stays in Charlotte, so it'll be good to hang out with her too.
Making the transition to the NFL, what is it that the coaches have talked to you about in terms of what you need to do early on?
We really ain't even getting all that right now, but I know I'm going to have to get stronger playing in this league, and I just want to just continue to play with good effort and just prove these guys I'll be a good teammate for them.
You talked about this a little bit last night, but you're coming into a room that's got Julius Peppers and Charles Johnson and Kaywon Short, one of the better defensive tackles in the league. I mean, how do you feel about this opportunity to come in and play behind such established, top-tier guys?
It's great for me. It's great for me to come in and just learn from those guys that I look up to. It's a good opportunity for me to just learn and get a little bit of tidbits of what they do well and try to put it in my game.
What's it been like for you to kind of play in the shadow of Myles Garrett a little bit?
Myles is my boy, so I feel like I wasn't playing the shadow. I feel like I'm my own person, so I feel like I'm here, so I had to do something a little right.
What do you do well, and what do you think that needs a little bit work coming to the next level?
I mean, I feel like I play with tremendous effort. In the game, you'll see me running plays down, and that's what I want to transfer to here. I feel like that's on my resume, and like everybody knows, I need to get a little stronger. I feel like everybody needs to get a little stronger coming into this league. You're playing against a grown man and got to feed the kids, so you got to do stuff right.
Quarterback you're really looking forward to going after?
I always wanted to get Aaron Rodgers.
Why is that?
I mean, some of my family members are big Packer fans, so I've always just wanted to get them.
Did you have much contact with Coach Washington in the lead up to the draft?
Coach Washington, I met him at the Senior Bowl, and then we met up again at the Combine, and then he came and worked me out at A&M, so I've seen him here and there, but now we're about to get to know each other real well. Coming up.
And your early impressions of him?
Very, very smart dude. He knows what he's doing. We just get in and just try to figure out the new playbook and me just trying to comprehend stuff that's going on.
I read somewhere that your nickname is Day-Day.
Yeah, Day-Day.
Day-Day?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think it was my mom or my auntie. I didn't have my nickname for so long. I don't even remember how long ago, but it's been my nickname since birth.
Do